Hello and welcome to the Comiccast, Ireland's number one comic book podcast. I'm Liam. Craig? Apparently, Craig had somewhere better to be than to be here recording this intro with me, but me and him went to meet up with Mr. Will Sliney, an eclectic Mick and the artist on Farscape, who had some rather interesting things to say. So let's jump right into this one.
So we're here in the Central Hotel with Mr. Will Sliney.
How are we doing?
I guess we'll just go straight into it. So you're a Cork man, Will, you know, the secret capital of Ireland.
Absolutely. So that's what we like to tell everyone anyway.
Yeah. Did you have much access to comics when you were growing up? How did you get into
it? No, actually, a comic shop only came into Cork when I was in college, and I didn't even know about Forbidden Planet and stuff like that. So it was through the kind of Saturday morning cartoons and stuff that I really got into it, and I subscribed to I think it was to Ultimate Spider-Man, so I used to get that sent over from the States late, and that was my first ever American-style comic. I remember getting it, I was disgusted with all the ads and everything. I didn't even know what size they were going to be or anything, so there wasn't a lot there back then. It's growing now, which is good, with the shop that's there now, and, obviously, I come up to Dublin now a lot of times to do anything to do with comics, because all the lads are around here as well.
What was the kind of Saturday morning cartoons?
X-Men, Spider-Man, all those. Loved them. I just remember we used to all watch X-Men on a Saturday morning. We'd meet up to play soccer and everyone, all you'd be talking about was the X-Men. And I remember coming home from secondary school and putting on the Spider-Man cartoon and my younger brother would be like, oh, you're way too old for that. And I used to watch them. I used to watch them religiously, And it's through all that I got to know all those characters, And of course, obviously, the Bruce Timm Batman stuff and everything, which was brilliant, but I was just always mad about it, and I never knew you could actually even do it as a job until I was in college, and one of my lecturers was I think you really like doing this, you could actually have a job drawing comics, and he gave me, I did multimedia, but I had one kind of illustration class, and he gave me separate projects just to work on comics, it just really kind of pushed me that way, which was great.
So had you not when you were small done?
I would have done comics only in the way that what I knew what it was, everything was wrong, the format was wrong. I just didn't understand how it all worked, I never knew anything that there was I used to get I had really old annuals and things like that, but never actually a series of comic books, until, as I said, until the comic shop opened in Cork. Someone came into college with the comic in their hand, and I was like, where did you get that? And I ran to the whole place. I remember walking in there, and I was like, oh my God, this is amazing.
You studied multimedia in college?
Yeah.
Where did you study that?
In CIT in Cork. And it was half kind of programming, half kind of computer graphics and stuff like that, and I got a job in 3D graphics then after college in an e-learning company, but I was always trying to sneakily do comics on the side and it was around then that I met the other lads that are into comics, I remember meeting Deck when I was about 20, and he was the first guy that I ever met that knew that was into comics, and he was the same kind of and it just kind of kicked off from there, so we both kind of pushed each other into it, which was great.
What was your first big break, as it were?
Rob Curley, same as everyone, I did a Future Quake thing for a company over in England before that, and then I got Atomic, I think that's right around, and I was at Declan was signing at Rob in Birmingham, I think it was, which was the first time I probably met Rob, I probably got to show him my stuff, and he gave me Atomic Rocket Group, so did that, and when I finished the first one of them, got a job with Classical Comics, and I got to work on them for a year. That wasn't published or whatever, but it was great practice for me. That's when I got to quit my job, and pretty much just after that, then I got picked up by Boom. So,
what was it like working with Rob Curley? Everyone has a
I loved it. Because it was the first time I had something that was coming out, and in here we had the subcon, and I was like, oh my God, I'm gonna be sitting behind the desk signing things or whatever, so it was great experience, I'd never drawn a full comic ever before, so it's a massive learning curve, it really takes an awful lot out of you, because back then doing a page seems it takes days to do a page, when you're starting out, obviously it gets easier, but that was great for me, So, and it was because of that I got the job with Classico Comics. Like, yeah. You know, I was able to show them some pages from that. Like, so
Classico Comics, that was Richard III, was it?
Yeah, I drew Richard III for them, but the editor didn't really like where it was going, whatever. But I actually finished the whole book, but they're getting it done by someone else now. But
so still not out.
They got onto it recently enough, and I think they're getting it. So they might get some guy to ink it now, or whatever. Like, it was, I wasn't that interested in it, to be honest with you. Like, you know, because I just really wanted to do superhero stuff. Like, but it was because of that. Like I said, I got to do comics full time. Like, you know, and like I had to do 15 pages a month, I think, for them, and I would try and do 2 or 3 sample pages every month as well, and kept on sending it off, like, you know.
So would it have been a thing about like the time period, like, as well, in terms of the, you know,
yeah, well, it just, nothing happens in it really, like, it's just guys talking. I didn't really understand it as well, like, I didn't do Richard III in college or anything, like, you know, so I was just like, whatever.
With those like classic comics, I was always wondering if when you're drawing them, because you know, to have the different text versions with, like, the full text. Is that a hassle that you have to leave, like, a ton of space for
the first pages I sent in, they were like, no, that's not going to work. You've got to shrink everything right down. Like, I was like, great. Like, so, and the way they letter the pages as well, like, you know, like, say some American comics will kind of push it into the corner and cut the bubble off. They don't really do that. Like, so it's just, like, all over the place. So it's just basically you're just drawing some like little English dude just walking around, like, really, really tiny versions of him with all these like old dressed women, like, old with big dresses or whatever, like, you know. So that wasn't really why I wanted to do comics, like, you know, it wasn't exactly Spider-Man, like. But like, it was like again, great learning experience. It would have been more fun to do something, say, like Frankenstein or something like that, obviously, like, you know, which is a bit of action or a bit more, you know, like, I would have been more interested in the story or whatever. But
speaking of Frankenstein and Declan, you know, doing that for classical comics, like, what classical works do you think the other mix would be suited to do? I would love to see a book by each of them.
Yeah, well, Thompson would be some kind of creature book, definitely, like the Wolf Man or whatever. He loves that kind of stuff. I don't think any of the rest of them would want to do. Definitely, like, I can't see like Mooney doing like a big Great Expectations book. Like, you know,
I'd love to see Bob Byrne do.
Yeah, well, that would be great. Like, yeah, that would be fantastic.
Farscape.
Yeah.
How did that come about? How did you get started?
I got a tryout with Boom for a different book, actually, that was written by some of the writers from South Park, not the two main guys or whatever, and I didn't get it, which turns out, luckily, like, you know, and they're like, well, we like your stuff, whatever, there might be some project coming up, and I was like, yeah, well, hopefully, like, you know, it'll be great. And then they got on to me about Farscape, and like, they got on to me like, we're thinking of trying you out for a book, is there any other books that you're interested in? And I was like, geez, I'd love to do Farscape, like, because I used to watch the show, like, you know. And they're like, oh, great, because it's great to have someone try out for that's really interested in the show, like, because it had a strong cult following, but like, not a lot of people, like, people were like, oh, I recognize that or whatever, but I knew all the, well, I knew it fairly well, but like, the second I got the shot at it, I rang one of my friends who was mad into it. I was like, tell me everything about Farscape now, like. So I was like, yeah, I've seen every episode a million times. But it was great, and still on it now. I'm on about, I think I just finished up like the 12th to 13th issue I've done of it now, and like, they sent me the plot outlines for the future, which is going to be really, really, like, I'm really looking forward to drawing it, actually. It's really picking up now as well, like, you know, because like, it was a new book, like, whatever, they're kind of finding its feet, and like, stuff that's coming up is going to be great. Like, a lot of the Farscape fans are going to be like really pissed off or really happy, like, you know, because big changes are going to happen, like, you know. And they've launched a Scorpius book as well about the villain that's kind of going on at the same time, so we're both kind of going either side, and hopefully that'll lead to like my first crossover type thing, whatever, like, you know, like, that, that's pretty much where it's building, like, you know. Which would just be so much fun to do, like, you know. I'm really, really excited about that, like, plus I get to say I did a crossover before most of the rest
of the. All right, so you're on Farscape for the foreseeable future, aren't you?
Yeah, like, I really enjoying doing it, like, the guys that work in it are really, really good sound as well, like, you know. And I'll be get, like, both myself and Declan are moving to New York in the 6th of April. So is that around then now? You're always on about your date thing. I'm actually going to get to hang around with a lot of the writers of it, like, he'll be at a couple of the cons that I'm at and stuff, so that's just going to be fun. And like, it's like, for the age that I am, I'm very lucky to be on like an ongoing book, like, you know, and to know that, like, you know, like, unless the book gets cancelled or whatever, I should have work for the next little while, like, you know. So because I'm lucky to have it, like, you know, I feel like I'm improving the whole ways along and learning doing it, like, and it's really, really fun to do because I was so into the show, like, you know. So, and I really like doing likenesses and stuff as well, like, you know, it's handy, like. So
what's the process of you know, receiving a script, you know, and working from that?
It's plotted by the creator of the show called Rockne O'Bannon, and he does like this, like, he'll outline like a 4-issue arc, you know, because that's all the trades are done in 4 issues. And which is almost like how he'd send, like, off, say, that the plot to like a 2-part episode or something like that, you know. And that gets sent to the writer, who's Keith Doria de Candido, and like, he was a massive Farscape fan, and he kind of takes that and breaks it down into the 4 issues and writes the script and everything. Like, the plot will be they actually included like Rockne's plot in the first hardcover. It was just like, you know, they go to this planet and they do this or whatever, like, so the main ideas are there, and then like, Keith has an awful lot of work to do. Like, he writes all the script, like, figures out how everything is going to fit into it, like, and then it gets sent to the Jim Henson Company, and they have to, like, go through it, make sure all the characters are okay and that they're not doing anything out of character for them, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And once that gets approved, then it gets sent to me, and I'll draw it, and there's like the creative guys at Henson will have a look over it, and if there's a, they're actually really good as well, like, because like those are, they're mad talented artist guys or whatever, so like, I don't mind if they're like, you know, oh, change this or whatever. Like, we to do there's a book coming out, it'll be just out now, whatever, the 5th issue of the ongoing, and we had to design the pilots in the show, like these aliens, we had to like design like what they would look like out of the ship and stuff. So there was a lot of back and forth with that, but that was great. Like, and like, I secretly have, like, it's, they're really trying to get it back as a show as well. So there's a bit of potential for like, this stuff might actually be used in TV down the line,
yeah,
which would,
yeah,
be brilliant. Cool, yeah. Like, you know, so
absolutely,
that's something like I could actually say to people from where I'm from, like, and go, hey, look, I did that, like, you know, because they don't know what comics are like down there at all, like,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
So that would be great, but that's fun to do as well, like, you know.
Cool.
So.
What is like, fan reaction, has there been any to the Farscape comics?
It's different. Like, a lot of them, I wouldn't have been comic fans like beforehand, you know. Like, and like, sometimes, like, remember, like, Stephen Mooney was telling me about this, like, that a lot of Angel fans won't be into comics, so that the comments that they come out with are quite funny, like,
yeah,
you know. Like, someone wrote in about, they're like, yeah, I really like the art, but why is there like a black outline around everything? And I was like, that's how you draw. Like, if it wasn't there, there'd be nothing, like, you know, because they're just so used to seeing like film, like what a lot of them will want is like they prefer photos or,
yes,
something,
yeah,
like that, like, you know. But it's going well. Anyone that's into the show and reads it seems to really like the book, like, and like, a couple of things that have happened that, like, you know, there'll be big debates on the forums, but that's good, like, you know, like, that gets people going, and like, the writers have done really well, like, because it does, like, it's good that it's a licensed book, that it's really, really heavily looked after by the same crowd that made the show, so it's not just like a spin-off book or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
It carries on exactly from where the series ends, like, you know, in the same, as if he's writing it as if it was doing a TV show with no budget, basically, like, you know. So yeah,
is there still there was the, when the series was kind of finished up, and then there was kind of few kind of like specials, I guess.
Well, what they did a movie called The Peacekeeper Wars, which was like a 2-hour movie or whatever,
okay,
that came out afterwards, that was basically all of season 5 kind of put into like a big epic movie, because it was all, the show was always building up to like this war, and it was kind of the end of Crichton's journey, like, you know, and now it's kind of got, because now he's after starting a family or whatever, it's kind of the new adventures or whatever, and of course typical sci-fi, like we didn't realize that there's an even bigger baddie out there somewhere that has never shown itself in the show, but all of it, it's like Stargate or something, you know what I mean? Like, you know, they kill one ghoul and another one comes along. It's like, all right, yeah, yeah. So, but you know, they got to do that, like, so.
And The Symptoms
yeah,
was a webcomic that you did with
Dave Hendrick. Yeah, that was great fun. That was for a pitch, that was for like the Zuda competition. And that was a lot of fun to do. Like, Dave is a brilliant writer. I met up with him again last night, and he's going to be going to Zuda again with another guy, with John Cullen, I think his name is. Okay. He's got loads of great ideas, like, you know. That was a blast to draw. It was fun as well, because it was like, you know, a rock band fighting zombies or whatever. Like, it was just great, like, you know. And the first thing about, like, Zuda's great and that it gives everybody a shot, but like it's a real popularity contest as well on the boards, like, you know, like you really got to have, like we were up against guys that were like, you know, they had like paid advertisements and everything, like for people to vote their stuff, like, you know. But it was a great learning experience, great for Dave as well, because like he'll go into it now again for the next one, and that will he'll have more of a presence on the boards there, whatever, which is really, really important, because it's like a web thing, like because there's a community there already, it's a little bit naive to think you can just come in and win it as well, like, you know, you got to serve your time there, like, yeah, you know, so the people who do get through kind of deserve it that way as well, like, you know. So I really hope that goes well from now.
Is it just the bits that like that you've done for that site? Like, is there any kind of more that might be kind of put into?
There's like he's written the full story. I wouldn't have time to do it now, obviously. I'd love to do it at some stage. Like, you know, it it's all done. Like, you know, maybe obviously not through Zuda. Like, you know, but hopefully as like the career for both him or any of us like would go on, that the further you go, the more pull you will have in getting something published, you know. And eventually down the line, like, the dream is like people will like accommodate you, like they'll be like, okay, like if you stay with us, we'll print your symptoms book or whatever, like, you know. If you like do Batman for like, and like, oh, okay, so like, but like if anyone ever got that kind of power, it'd be great. I'd love to do something like that then, like, you know, just fun, like, you know.
Do you have interest in, so you definitely have an interest in some creator owned stuff in the future?
Oh, definitely. I did actually, just after I finished Richard III and before I got on Farscape, I did my own comic just for kind of fun, called The Age of Heroes, which I'll have to change the name now because Marvel
pretty
yeah, yeah. it's up on my blog, actually. You can throw a link to it, like the whole, like, it was like a learning experience. I'd never really written anything before, but that was great fun. I wouldn't really have gotten into comics pure like for like to be like an artist or anything like that. Like I wanted to be in it to be like to create something, like when I was a kid, when I was watching those Saturday morning cartoons, I was like, geez, this is great. Like, I'd love to be able to do that for like the next, some kids, whatever. If some kids were coming along going, oh, this is cool. Like, you know, that's exactly where, like, that's why I love all this kind of stuff, because there's potential to actually do that kind of stuff. Like, you know, so that Age of Heroes book, now I've gone back and I've totally rewritten it and redoing it all again. Like, just kind of on the side, like, you know, every once in a while, it's nice to have a little break from, say, drawing Farscape, whatever. Like, you know, just very, very slowly. I'd say I'll get into it more now as the future goes on, like, you know. So plus, like, the more practice I get at drawing, the better it'll look anyway, like, you know. So, like, you know, the longer you wait to do it, like, the better the result will be anyway, like, you know. So,
might it ever appear like as a physical comic?
Oh, I hope so. Yeah, that's the plan. If I tipped away at it while doing something like Farscape, whatever, and if I actually had a finished product then that I was happy with, like, say, to show to Boom or whatever, like, you know, I'd have a good, I'd know the right people in there now to kind of go, hey, by the way, any chance you'd like take a read through this and maybe you could bring it out or something, like, that would be great. But we'll see, like, you know, hopefully.
How do you find the like the writing and the art? Because I always think, you know what I mean? It always seems like two very separate kind of talents.
Totally, yeah. Well, I wouldn't exactly be the most trained writer or anything like that, like, you know, like, even I can't spell or anything like that, like, and but it all kind of comes out very kind of conversationally, which is fine. Like, I'd almost picture it, like, the drawings in my head beforehand, like, and almost play it out like a movie or something like that, like, and then kind of some kind of half-assed way fit it into like a comic or something like that, like, just pretty much by like trying copying what other writers do or something, like seeing how they will say something or do something and try and fit that format, like, you know, because it's there for a reason, like, you know. So like I'm never ever say I'm a writer or something. That's just but like, again, I'd like to be able to start off in some kind of thing like that. Like, it would be cool.
What's in the pipeline at the minute? Is there, you know what I mean? Just kind of.
Well, moving to New York now is all I'm kind of focused on now, which is, that's going to be great. Like, both myself and Declan are going to move over to Brooklyn, and like, it's the amount of comic book artists over there is ridiculous. Like, so at the very, very least, we're going to meet great people that are going to like anytime, like, there was a couple of months back, a good few artists came over, and like just when you're hanging out with these guys who are like really, really good, it, like ask anyone, like they're like straight away after, it's like, oh, I can't wait to go drawing, like, you know, even just having conversations with these people, it's really, really inspiring, and you kind of you develop more by doing that, like, you know. So if we're over in New York and we're hanging out with these people all the time, like we're going to be hanging out with some of the top artists, and we're basically like, when we're going for drinks, instead of just drinking with like the lads, like some of this guy would be like an editor for Superman or whatever, like, so like, oh, hey, like, you know, but like just we'd be around the right people. I was looking at like apartments and everything, and it's so funny, they're all like artist friendly, it says, like, can you imagine looking at that in a house in Ireland, you'd be like, what the fuck, some hippies live there or something, like, but that's the immediate future is that, yeah. Which is going to be great. And we're going to the Chicago Con in the middle of August, and we're probably going to go to Charlotte to Heroes Con as well. They're going to be great. Cool. Like, it's just going to be fun.
Yeah.
Do you enjoy cons in general? Or?
Yeah, I do. I used to always go over to San Diego, actually. That was the first con I ever went to. I was like, when I finished college, I was like, oh, there's these things called comic book conventions. And I looked up a comic convention, like the first one that came up was San Diego, and I was like, fuck it, like, I took out a loan and went over there, and I remember going in and I was like, oh my god, like, and like, I remember, like, I literally finished my exams, sat down, I like worked for ages on like a 5-page sample script, went over and like flew the whole ways around the country to be told I was shit, like, I was like, no, you're not good enough, go home. It's like, oh man. Then I went away, worked for a year, went back a year later, and they're like, no, you're still shit, like, and you still get the amount of, because it's the amount of people there is,
yeah, yeah.
Ridiculous, yeah. Like, you know what I'm on about, obviously.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's crazy. Like, we had some great times there, but like, you could never, like, you have to be really, really talented to break in through that. Like, you have to really be able to stand out. Like, these cons now are going to be like the cons then in Ireland and England were great because you're in a smaller crowd and you stand out way more because of that. Yeah. Like, you know, and if you show your stuff to somebody, like that's how I got the. Book at Rob, that's how kind of I got Classical Comics as well, like, because you're competing against like 10 people, you're not competing against like 1,000 or 200,000 people. Yeah. I know the guy that does the talent search for DC now, like, and he was like saying to me, like you go into this room with hundreds and hundreds of people, they all have portfolios, and I was asking him after, he's like, how many do you hire? He's like, maybe one or something. It's like, Jesus, like, because it's just the pure volume of stuff, like, you know, it's good that you're able to do that, but that's not the way to kind of break into it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's advice that you might give to, you know, someone from, you know, a country as small as this, yeah, in terms of kind of getting your work out?
Oh, internet all the way. Like, there's a lot of forums on there. Digital webbing actually used to always be on digitalwebbing.com. It's like you post up your pages and people will critique them all the time.
Oh, okay.
And like, you can actually see, like, people learn so much from, that's the best, because that's where you're going to get great advice. Like, you're not going to be able to get advice from your mates. You are kind of, like, but they're only going to be able to tell you so much, and they're probably just going to go, oh yeah, that's really nice, man. Like, so, but and definitely on the internet, post your stuff on the internet all the time, and just learn from it. Like, you know, don't, and you're going to get critiqued. Like, you're not, like, everybody gets critiqued when they put their stuff on it, and that's, don't take it like to heart. Just learn from it, like, and practice and do it better than the next time, you know.
So. Excellent.
Well, my sheet's empty.
Well, Will Slaney, thanks very much.
Yeah,
for
no problem. Thanks for having me, guys. Cheers.
And we're back. So, what did you think of that interview, Craig? Oh yeah, I forgot you weren't here. Well, tune in next time to see if Craig will be here or not. The suspense is killing all of us, I'm sure. And to play us out is a song chosen by Mr. Will Slaney, which I approve of heartily.
Spider-Man, Spider-Man, does whatever a spider can. Spins a web any size, catches thieves just like flies. Look out, here comes the Spider-Man. Is he strong? Listen, buddy, he's got radioactive blood. Can he swing from a thread? Take a look overhead. Hey there, there goes the Spider-Man. In the chill of night, at the scene of a crime, like a streak of light, He arrives just in time. Spider-Man, Spider-Man, friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. Wealth and fame he's ignored, action is his reward. Look out, here comes the Spider-Man. Spider-Man, Spider-Man, friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. Well, fame, he's ignored, action is his reward. Look out, here comes the Spider-Man. In the chill of night, at the scene of a crime, like a streak of light, he arrives just in time. Comes the Spider-Man.
Craig?